بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى has placed us in this dunya for a very very short time we all headed towards the akhirat and this is our destination this is our goal jannat so this life that Allah سبحانه وتعالى has given us is very very limited how we can utilize it to the maximum in doing good amal staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thereby attaining this jannat with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So an intelligent person is that person who prepares for this. The hadith mentions that al-kayyisu man dana nafsa wa amila lima ba'd al-maut wa al-ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawa wa tamanna ala Allah. That an intelligent person is that person who suppresses his desires and he prepares for that which is after death. And the foolish person is that person who makes his nafs, follows his desires, and he has endless hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is a process, there is a system, a person is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give him jannat. A person is disobedient, Allah protect us. Then if he dies with iman, then eventually he will end up in jannah. But none of us want to go through the route via jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us jannat direct without going through Jahannam. So this is an intelligent person. A person who has his goal in front of him at all times. And there will be distractions on the way. But a person is focused. He's focused on the life of Akhirah. And what will help a person to focus and keep his nafs under control. All of us are tempted. We are all insan. We got desires. We got temptations. But a very effective thing to keep in mind is the life of Akhirat, what will happen after death for a person to control his temptation. All of us are insan, we are weak, we fall into sin. But a person who has this strong consciousness of Akhirat, then it will be easier for him to suppress his desires. There's an incident of a great tabi'i by the name of Ubayd bin Umayr rahimahullah. And he was such a person who studied under great sahaba radiallahu anhum, the likes of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha and others. In fact, some great sahaba like Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu used to sit in his company. So he was a very great personality. On one occasion, there was a person, there was a woman who was admiring herself and her beauty in the presence of her husband. So she remarked that, you think any person can resist me if I have to present myself before any man? So this person said, yes, I know of one person. His name is Ubayd, rahimahullah. Ubayd bin Umayr. He was also from Makkah Mukarramah. So his wife asked the husband, give me permission, I will try and entice him. So obviously this was incorrect. So anyway, she goes. And then when she presents himself before him under the pretext of a question, that she wants to ask some masala of deen, then when she drew closer to him, she removed her veil. And then Ubayd rahimahullah mentioned to her that, oh woman of Allah, oh woman, oh slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are you doing? So she said, I have come to you to fulfill my desire. So he said, okay, I will consider your request, but you must answer me a few questions truthfully. If you give me the correct answer, then I will consider your request. So the first question he asked her, that, tell me, if the angel of death has to come to you right now, are you prepared to fulfill your desires with me? So she said, no, by Allah, never, I will never be able to do so. She said, you have spoken the truth. The next question she asks him, he asks her, that when you are being placed in your grave and you are going to be questioned, we all know that when a person is going to go into his grave, he will be questioned, مَا رَبُّكْ مَا دِينُكْ and with regard to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you are going to be questioned by these angels, are you prepared to fulfill your desires with me? She said, by Allah, I will never be able to do so. She said, you have spoken the truth. The third question, that on the day of Qiyamah, when your deeds are being weighed at the mizan, on the scales, you do not know which one will be heavier, which one will be lighter, whether your good deeds will outweigh your bad deeds. Are you prepared to fulfill your desires on this occasion? She said, by Allah, I will never be able to do so. She said, you have spoken the truth. Then on Sirat, the next question, all of us have to cross this bridge over Jahannam. It is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Hazrat Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, this was Sahaba radiallahu anhu, that such consciousness of akhirat was within them, that he was lying. Imagine the moment he's lying with his on the lap of his wife, and he begins to tear, and tears flow down from his eyes. So she asked him, "What makes you cry?" He said, "This thought that I have to cross over Sirat." So this was the consciousness of akhirat in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Nonetheless, so Ubayd rahimahullah asks that when you are going to cross Sirat, are you prepared to fulfill your desires with me on this occasion? He said, "By Allah, never. I will never be able to do so." Then he asks that on the day of Qiyamah, the book of deeds, some will be given in the right hand, some will be given in the left hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this in Quran, in Surah Al-Haqqa. Those who are given the books of deeds in the right hand, they will tell the people out of joy, look at my book, read it. And those who are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, who are given the book of deeds in the left hand, they will say, "How I wish I wasn't given this book. Everything is recorded." So he asks, "Are you prepared to fulfill your desires with me on this occasion?" He said, "By Allah, I will never be able to do so." Then he asks that if you are being questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on this occasion, are you prepared to fulfill your desires with me? He said, "Never, I will never be able to do so." Then he tells her, "Oh woman, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been very kind to you and bestowed you with many bounties, so fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." This was a turning point in her life, and she began to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she became an ascetic, engaged in salah, sawm, etc., all the different amal. Her husband remarked after that, "I don't know what Ubayd rahimahullah did to my wife. Before I was a groom, I should receive the attention of my wife every night, but now she's an ascetic." So this is the consciousness of akhirati. Inshallah, if we develop this within us, then temptations will be there, there will be challenges. But a person who has this consciousness of akhirat within him, then it will be easier for him to resist this temptation. So this is what this month of Ramadan is all about, this taqwa we hear all the time. The bottom line is to stay away from sin. And a very effective means of this is to have this consciousness of akhirat within us. This is why ulama ikram tell us that on a daily basis, every day, some portion of our time, we should dedicate towards this muraqabah maut, what is known as the pondering or reflection over death. Few minutes even before we sleep, think of the different scenes of the life hereafter. Person, imagine if I have to leave this world right now, at this moment. And many times we hear the incidents, we think, it's somebody else, it won't happen to me. But imagine if angel of death has to come right now and strike, how will I fare before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I'm being questioned in the grave. Different scenes of akhirat, the mizan, the scales, the book of deeds, crossing over sirat. If inshallah, over time, if you do this few minutes every day, then this will develop within us this consciousness of akhirat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq, inshallah.